1 Timothy 6, verse 17. 1 Timothy 6, 17. You're going to read with me. Ready? Go. Command those who are rich in this present age. Number one, not to be what? Now, the Bible doesn't say suggest to them. The Bible doesn't say speak to them. It says command them. So, if you're rich and you're in church, your pastor ought to be able to command you. It's quiet. That's why the pastor can be poor. Because if you are poor, you can't command. Hallelujah. I'm just kidding. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty. Very hard to tell a rich person not to be haughty. Very hard. Because an ordinary person thinks he's a self-made man. He thinks, I'm rich because I can talk. I'm rich because I can negotiate. I'm rich because I know marketing. Look at Deuteronomy 8. I'm coming back here. Deuteronomy 8, 18. And you shall remember. Look at 17. 17. Then you say in your heart. They don't say in their mouth. They say quietly. The power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. I don't know where to face. They say in their heart, not in their mouth. You never hear. They will tell you, oh yeah, we thank God. You know where we are, God brought up. But in their mind, they have another thing. These people have drawn near to me with their mouth, but their hearts are far from me. Look at verse 18. But you shall remember every minute. Remember, a smart person that knows God, no matter how much you praise him, he knows, he will tell you, I'm telling you, God brought me here. God lift people up. I said, God lift people up. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it's he that gives you the ability. Look at the word get. It's the word asah. The same word used when God said, when the Bible says, God made the heavens and the earth. He fabricated. God can make you create new wealth. In that your family, you will stand out. Yeah. Now, look at me, everybody. It's easier to be healed than to prosper. The least of the grace, the least thing your faith can do is to prosper. So you must prosper. When God meets you, he wants to change your state. Do you believe this? Are you sure you believe it? When God meets you, how are you doing? What's your name? Beautiful people. He wants to change your life. That's it. He's looking for how to change your life. Now, if you make money under your pillow, it's not God. But he will be teaching you to profit, leading you the way you should go, show you how to do stuff. For example, for many years I've not shared on this. God told me to share this. If you listen and you practice, you heard the testimony of that sister that God opened doors for her. She was the best worker. That's when God meets you, he starts lifting you. When I was hearing that testimony, I was just shaking my head. That's the way God does it. If it's not happening to you, you know, don't tell me, you are not faithful. Amen. You shall remember the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 8:18. It is he that gives you the ability to acquire wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Some 150 years ago, $20,000 was much. But right now, we need billions, as it is this day. God will give you something that is commensurate, as it is this day. Go back to the 1 Timothy 6. I'm now in verse 17. Command, my God. If someone is rich in your church, you can't command him. You've not started. He's not rich yet. Command those who are rich in this present age. So there are those who are rich in this present age. Number one, not to be haughty. So you can be rich and not be haughty. You get outside there and they say, park here. You say, do you know who you're talking to? Even your pastor cannot talk to me like that. Do you know the kind of tithe I pay here? I'm the one sustaining the church. Bible says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, not to trust in that riches. Amen? When you trust in riches, I know. I may not tell you, but I know. I don't know where to face. Choir, let me face you. Let's sit down. Let me just face you. But in the living God, very hard for a rich person to trust the living God who gives us richly how many things? Why are you quiet? How many things? To enjoy. Say after me, when I have things, it will multiply. It's for me to enjoy. God wants me to have it. God wants me to have them and be a giver. God gives all things. I don't trust in my riches. I trust in the living God. Amen. Talk to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, that is who you ought to be. You may be poor. Be that now. Be that now. Amen. So they asked Oral Robert. How many of you know Oral Robert? Okay. He's the owner of Oral Robert University and many other things. They asked him, what's the major thing you noticed in your ministry that is not right? Now, he went to Australia, one of the escapades. He went there healing people, raising the dead and healing people. And they arrested him, took him to prison because he didn't have the license to practice. So they thought he would talk about that. But he said, no, that's not the major thing. Why? What is it in your ministry that you don't like? What do you have to, if you have to do it all over again, what will you adjust? They mentioned many things. Araba said no. None of them. Assassination, arrest in Australia, many things. He said no. Money problems. Actually, when I got to Araba University, I looked at that school. I said no. He built it in 1940-something. This kind of thing, this man must have another revelation. Every day, Dr. Mike Murdoch tells me, I lived in the 58th floor. You saw two of them? I lived in one. One is for me. I lived there, or about to tell me this. I just kept thinking. Every time he would tell me those things, I would be thinking, why didn't I meet this man physically? Why? But I thank God I met Mike Murdoch. Praise God. And I didn't only meet him, I prayed together with him for days in a secret room. When I entered the secret place, I saw my picture there. I said, wow. Anyway, when they asked our robot, what would you do differently? He said, money problems. Money was a major thing. Now, I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor for 27 years. Any pastor can pretend. Any pastor can form. But if you're a pastor, I'm not talking about if you're an associate. If you're an associate and money comes from somewhere, you may not feel it. But if you're a senior pastor, you will realize that apart from your anointing, if you don't have money, you'll be on the ground. If you are a pastor, you don't have money, you will not be able to express your anointing. That's why a preacher said, anointing without money is annoyance. You will be annoyed every day. As I'm preaching now, you'll be thinking, hey, bills, bills. Your mind will not be there. When you see your neighbor, as I'm preaching, their mind goes far is money, nothing else. Why do you work? Why do you work? Why are you married? Why are you going to school? You want money. So what are you talking about? As spiritual as you are, no. Everybody can be rich. God doesn't want someone like me to be rich. So you are working against God because you are working to be rich against God that doesn't want you to be rich. Wake up. Wake up. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 12, verse 42. Luke 12, 42. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward? You ought to be faithful. You ought to be wise. Say after me, I have to be faithful. I have to be wise. Whom is master will make ruler, number one, over his household, and give them their portion of food in due season. If you are not a ruler, if you don't have the portion of your food in your season, there's something wrong. You are a pastor. You are saying, I want to start a church. I need keyboard. I need a hall. You must ask, am I the owner of this church or Jesus? You remember how we got this land? I was praying every day, storming heaven with prayers. And suddenly I saw the Yoruba version of Psalm 24. Ti onu wanile asekunre. In other words, God owns the land. Then I said, if God owns the land, and he can give his church land, then who am I? From that day, I stopped praying. I think in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we bought the land, this land. Are you following what I'm saying? And it's a lot of money. A lot. Never seen that kind of money in my life before. We bought it 3 years after we got to this city. 3 years. Normally, people spend 15 years, 12 years in this city without having even a church. Not talk of the house of the pastor. But I made up my mind. And I saw the scripture in Psalm 24. I said, what? If Jesus cannot give his church? So you need to ask yourself, that church, that business, that company, does it belong to me but belongs to Jesus. If it belongs to me, then I have to sustain it. If it belongs to Jesus, he has to sustain it. Hallelujah. So, God has to give you, make you ruler of his household and give you food in due season. In Luke 16, I wish I could read from verse 1, but I don't have time. If you read from verse 1, Luke 16, verse 1, you see that he was talking about money. By the way, Jesus spoke about money more than heaven and hell. They are very important, but I'm telling you, research it. He spoke more about finance than heaven and hell. Okay? So in Luke 16, I want to read from verse 10 because of time. In verse 10, the Bible says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. He who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in what is much. What does that be talking? So as a senior pastor or a leader or a CEO, you look at somebody, they're not faithful with something that is small. They will never be faithful with something that is big. When we're in learning, we still have people that were in our church. We were giving honorarium to people, and we didn't have foodstuff in my house. You preach in Koza, a truck will follow you, and we didn't have foodstuff in my house. If you're not faithful with little, you will never be faithful with much. So I don't want to bore you with the story. I met Creflo Dollar, Marcus Bishop, all those people through a friend of mine. And I began to devour their materials. And I believed everything they said. So what they said in the materials, I decided to practice it. And my life began to go up. I was shocked. I never thought I would be where I am right now. My life began to go up. It didn't happen overnight, but bit by bit, I began to go up. I was shocked. We wanted to paint our church for 24,000. 24,000. It was a special paint. So the money we had was like, I'm not sure, but something like 15,000. So I took the money, I went to sow it into a pastor's life. And I said, Pastor, I want to sow this money. It's not enough. I heard from Christina that if money is not enough, I should sow it. And I want to practice. He laughed. I don't know why he laughed, but I gave it to him. And I knelt down and I said, pray for me. A week after, a student came to me and said, Pastor, my mom wants me to go to a school in America, but I'm in 300 level. Since I'm not going, I asked her, can I show the money in Koza? I said, no. The amount we want to use to paint is much. He said, Pastor, I don't know the amount, but let me give you what God says I should give you. I said, no, don't worry. You're a student. Then he said, God said 24,000. I was shocked. 24,000. So because he mentioned that amount, I was broken. I prayed for him. And I went back to that pastor to share that testimony that, sir, I gave you 15,000. Somebody gave me 24,000. Painted our church. You know what he said? He said, he knew where he would get it. In his church, they don't share testimonies. I said, wow. But I knew what I was doing. When I met Craig Fredola, when I saw him for the first time, I began to cry. He said, "Why are you crying?" I just didn't answer him. When he came downstairs, he looked around. He was so impressed. And I said to him, "Everything you see here is your teaching. Everything you see here came from you. Everything I'm thinking about, Rolls Royce, this one, you preached it." Oh, he had a Rolls Royce. He wrote his name on the back. Creflo Dollar. Those were things I saw. Imagine an e-learning boy. From nowhere, I was just like, "No, I don't care what will happen. But if what is teaching is true, I will do it." And I began to do it. This is how I got here. And I told Craig Dollar, I said, "I don't know what you're teaching. All I know, if you doubt what you're teaching, everything you've taught produce all this from nowhere." I'm from Ilorin. He didn't understand. Pastor Femi knows what I'm talking about. Some of you have gone there and you want to know where God raised your pastor. You saw that. There was nothing. So what I'm sharing with you, I know it like I know my name. Amen. Why are you quiet? If you're not faithful with little, you will never be faithful with what is much. So, another thing I want to show you before I move forward is finance is the least when it comes to God dealing with you. Can you imagine God saying 5 yards? And he says, if you're not faithful with 1 yard, I will not introduce you to 5 yard. If you're not faithful with what is little, I will not expose you to something big. Look at the next verse, verse 11, quickly. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in your righteous money, mammon is the money they spent. Who, not even the devil, who will commit to you? To riches. This is the problem. As I'm preaching, God is showing you things. And you are realizing that I'm not that faithful. You may appear faithful, but you know you're not that faithful. Amen. Praise God. Say from today, I'll be faithful in unrighteous mammon. True riches. Look at the word commit. So if the money you have is your money, it's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something committed to you that is beyond you. I don't know how to talk to you. You can imagine if there's first rung, second rung, third rung, fourth rung, fifth rung in a ladder. Now, your master tells you if you can't put your foot on the first rung, I can't introduce you to the fifth rung. If you're not faithful in unrighteous mammon, the least, I will not take you further. So to believe God for finance is easier than to believe God for healing. Oh, when they share testimonies on healing, people clap like this. When they share testimony on finance, I know why. Because that's the least. Believe me, that's the least. I've been a pastor for two. That's the least. And that is what you are struggling with. You are still asking questions. Hey, should I pay my tithe? Should I not? The least. You have not even handled it. You and I know that if you can't believe God for a headache, how can you believe God that He will heal cancer? Why is it quiet? Have you been there when the doctors told you this, when your condition is this, and suddenly you switch? Have you been there? That will be your story. I said that will be your story. In the name of Jesus. Now, I will go to heaven. I will do this. I believe in John 3:16. You believe in John 3:16? For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But you don't believe in 2 Corinthians 9:8-9. You know the grace of God. How that Jesus became poor. You don't believe in it. Yeah. You shake your head, but you don't really believe in it. You believe in eternal salvation. Eternal salvation. But you don't believe God can save your money. You are weird. You really don't believe in anything. Now, when you say, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, I should ask you, do you pay your tithe? That's the least. Do you give offering? Say, really? I would have loved to give, but I don't have. You're not the one I'm talking to. Can you put God first? You see, on Friday, I was looking at Bishop Edebo, looking at him intently. Looking at every move. Because, let me tell you, as a member, you may not care, but as a pastor, if you don't realize, you're not there yet. They came to him and said, he owned $150 million. He said it's an insult. And he was saying the truth. Which pastor you know has $150 million? Not church, him. Which pastor? Why is he quiet? I don't even know what to say. What's that? He's thinking. Which pastor? I was looking at him like I was watching every move. Because as I sat down there, that's money you're looking at. Only just as he's there, in the rain, I was following him. In the rain, people were in the rain shouting his name in worry. Not Master's Place members, his members, shouting, Papa, in the rain. He just said, glory to God. They play. Can the kingdom expand through you? So the kind of money I'm talking about is the one that is entrusted to you, not what you can work for. Amen. In Mark chapter 10, verse 21, there is a young rich ruler. This guy was young and was rich. And when he came to Jesus, Jesus looked at him and loved him. Read the whole thing when you get home. He looked at him and loved him. So the instruction was not given to him based on hate. He loved him. Jesus then looked at him, loved him, and said to him, well, since you care about it, one thing you lack, I've looked at you. One thing you lack. Go your way. He flips the story. He used his money to taunt him, to tempt him. Go your way. Sell what you have. He didn't say sell what has you. Sell what you have. Give it to the poor, not me. If it was me, you can say, oh, you wanted money. No, give it to the poor. And you will have treasures in heaven. And come and take up your cross and follow me. That was what he told everybody that followed him. Take up your cross and follow me. That day, that guy missed the opportunity to have his name enshrined as one of the pillars in heaven. Look at the next verse, verse 22. Are you alive? But the guy was sad at this word. Why? Those things had him. He didn't have anything. Nothing was entrusted to him. He was young. He was rich. Jesus told him, go and do the... He said, I've done it from my youth. He laughed. He knew he would be rich. He knew. But he said, one thing you lack. Give it to me. 22. Are you alive? But it was sad that this is what he went away sorrowful. For that guy had great possession. But all he had was nothing to Jesus. Just like what you have is nothing to him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But this is what I want you to see. Look at 24. 24. Are you alive? Ready? Go. Stop. It's very hard to enter, you didn't say the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the way the king behaves in his domain. Rich people cannot use that method. You see, if you have money, enough, maybe you have like 500 million to buy land. You don't pray, say, Lord, where should I buy land? Gosabe or Katape or where? Where should I? Because your money can buy land anywhere. You don't pray. So it's hard for those who are rich in this world to follow God's method of operation. Give it to me. Next verse. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than the rich man to enter, not heaven, the kingdom of God. The way God does what he does. The kingdom of God is like a man that sows his seed, not heaven. The way God operates. It's very hard for a rich man to operate. Some of them even, they are cocky. If you, even your pastor knows, people like us, the ones that sustain you. You know? One time like that, I said, people sitting in front should not sit in front. When you come in, sit down. Somebody wrote me a letter and said, Pastor, the people you said that they should not sit in front, they're the ones sponsoring your ministry. You didn't hear. They're the ones sponsoring your ministry. So I told, when I saw the letter, I told myself, did you see this? I say this openly. Don't sit in front. Ask them after the service if they are the ones sponsoring my ministry. Ask them. Some people sit in front, they don't even give. Yeah. I don't care. It's your palaver. With or without you, what will be done? If God orders it, it will be done. Ephesians chapter 4. I want to read from 28. Are you alive? Ephesians 4:28. Please read with me. Ready? Go. Let him who stole steal no longer. Say that again. Face your neighbor. Face your neighbor. Say that. Ready? Listen. In 21st century church, people stole. When the Holy Ghost was fresh, people stole. Who are you? What am I? Look at your neighbor and say, who am I? Face your neighbor. Face them. Say, let him who stole. Steal no more. But rather, let him labor. Working with what? With his hand. What is good? That he may have something to give. So we work not to have, we work to give. If someone is in need, help them. But don't help non-entities. Yeah. I told you about somebody that my wife wanted to help. They said the Holy Ghost told him not to work. Those are not the kind of people I'm talking to. What if someone loses job or loses a salary or just for a while? Why not? They don't need to ask you. You help them. If you don't have anything, start from where you are. You can buy one Congo of rice, buy it. Let them laugh. I don't have anything. Shocked what God will do. Say after me, I walk to give. I'm a giver. Eh? No, everybody. Say, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
Luke chapter 5, verse 5. See what Peter said. Peter had gone to fish. Fish all night, caught nothing. He was a professional fisherman. Jesus Christ was not. So he fished and caught nothing. Simon answered and said to him, Master, look at the first thing he called him. He didn't go to school. His father was a carpenter. He should have said, Jesus, carpenter. This guy ran a company, fishery company. He was higher than him. He said, Master, we have toiled all night. Not only me, we, everybody. Look at the word toil. We labored all night. Normally, we catch fish at night. But we caught nothing. Nevertheless, that's the word. Nevertheless, at your word. Face your neighbor, tell them, nevertheless. At your word. Remaining 60 minutes? No, I need to be fast. Say, nevertheless. At your word. I will let down the net. Jesus said, you should let down the nets. Give it to me, verse 4. Verse 4. Are you alive? And when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. That was why the net broke. Because God was expecting nets, but he sent nets. He moved nevertheless, but in disobedience. Hallelujah. Have you read Malachi 3:8 before? Will a man rob God? Please, I know you're not, you don't like it, but just follow me. Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Simple. No other thing. Look at verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the stalls, that there may be food in my house, and try me with this. Don't try me with any, but this one, try me with it. Look at your neighbor, tell them, after the service, try the Lord with this. Try him with this. If we will not open the windows of heaven and pour forth such a blessing, that there will be no room to receive it. You can put anything there. Number two, because of time, let me rush. When God meets you, he wants to elevate you. If you look at Genesis 12, let's read from verse 2 because of time. He met Abraham. In verse 1, he told him, get out. That's what I want you to do. Get out. In verse 2, it tells him, I will make you great. I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great. And bless, and you shall be a blessing. That is what I want for you. But in Genesis 13, verse 2, now when Abraham left, he was not rich. In fact, his brother died. His father was in trouble. Nothing worked. The father was going to Iran, was struggling. But by Genesis 13, verse 2, Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. Look at verse 5. Verse 5, Lot also, watch this, in case you've not been reading, read with me, who went with Abraham. He was the one that went with Abraham. He had flocks, herds, and tents. He was very rich. Not spiritual riches, in silver, in gold, in all those things. He was not rich before, but when he obeyed God's word. Now, you can listen from morning to night. If you don't take steps, nothing will happen. Abraham took steps. It was when he took steps, he saw results. You can listen and say, wow. That pastor, the preacher, see how easy he's in his element. See how easy he was just this year. You can say that from morning till night. If you don't make moves, if you don't take steps, you will not see any result. I love the way it's quiet in this Pentecostal church. So Abraham applied the word of God. He obeyed God immediately. Say to your neighbor, tell them, obey God immediately. 1 Samuel 2, verse 7. Now, you're going to read the rest together on your own. Ready? Go. Stop. The Lord does what? Do you believe this? Shut your eyes, say it. The Lord makes the poor. And makes the rich. Okay, say after me, if I'm poor, God made me. Do you believe this? He makes the poor. He makes the rich. Oh, choir, let me face you. If I'm poor, do like this, I will never draw. God made me. He brings low. Go and read this. Before Anna prayed, she was filled with the Holy Ghost. It was not another prayer. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Lord brings low and lift up. If you are not lifted up, you need to adjust something. Even me. You saw an adjustment today. Yeah? Galatians 5 verse 6. Ready? Go. For in Jesus Christ, yeah? It doesn't avail to anything. But what avails is that faith works by love. So what is love? What is love? If faith, I can't do anything without faith. And if faith works by love, then what is love? John 14, 15. Ready? Go. That's not everybody. Ready? Let's wait for others. Ready? Go. Go back to Galatians 5, 6. Ready? Go. But what? So let's transliterate. Faith is working through, if you love me, do what I say. Anything you don't do, you can agree, shake your head, write it down. New thing. It doesn't change anything. It changes when you begin to do those things. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14. You just read the statement. Ready? Go. For the love of Christ, what does it do? What does it do? It pulls us back. If it's not pulling you back, then that love is not there. If you love me, keep my commandment, pulls me back. I know what to do. I know what I have the ability to do, but something is pulling me back. Say after me, something is pulling me back. Jeremiah 7 verse 8. Jeremiah 7 verse 8. I want you to read this thing. Ready? Read. Eh? You can do what? You can do what? What's going on? Ready? Go. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. That word cannot profit you. Cannot change your status. If you are born again from morning to night, it can't change anything. In James 2:14, James 2:14, I'm closing because of time. The Bible said, what does it profit, my brethren? If someone says he has faith and does not have, the word works is ergon, from which you have energy, corresponding action. You heard that good word, but there's no corresponding action. Can faith alone save him? No. Verse 17. Thus also, faith by itself, it does not have, when it does not have works, is what? Is dead. Could it just be, that what you are carrying about is dead? Could it just be? You better let the dead bury their dead. You love somebody, they die. You wash them, you perfume them, you dance with them. You better bury them. By the third day, the day of corruption, they will start stinking. Could it be that what you're crying about is thinking. Could it be that what you say is faith is actually dead? Because there's no corresponding action. I pray, because of time, that things will work for you.
Amen.
You will do well.
Amen.
What I've heard tonight will work for you.
Amen.
It looks like theory, but you can hear and say, ah, pastor preached. And go and not do it. When you know these things, blessed are you when you do them, not when you know them. This will work for you.
Amen.
I will see you at the top.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No matter where you come from, your finances will increase.
Amen.
I'm not a visiting pastor. I'm not a traveling evangelist. I'm here with you. Therefore, I pray for you. Things will work in your hand.
Amen.
God will teach you to profit.
Amen.
I said boldly, when God meets you, He wants to change your status. May God change you.
Amen.
May things blossom in your hand.
Amen.
Psalm 1 verse 2 is my deliberation. Verse 2. His delight is the law of the Lord, because when he hears the law, he takes steps. But before he takes steps, he meditates thereby. It shall be. You will be.
Amen.
Like a tree planted by the rivers of water, your connection will make a difference. Your fruit will never, your tree, your leaves will never wither.
Amen.
And everything you lay your hands on will prosper.
Amen.
Go and prosper.
Amen.
Go and do well.
Amen.
Look at me, no matter where you're coming from. Now, I'm not sent to those ones that are rich already. This evening, I'm not sent to you. You're from Jikwe, you're from Kujinguru, you're from... You don't even look like. You're wearing red, purple, green. You are the one I'm sent to. God will lift you up.
Amen.
You saw the testimonies you saw on the stage? I will soon see your face on the stage.
Amen.
Your job will increase.
Amen.
Your boss will like you. Read my lips. You go to countries that you never expected. I went to my children's school many years ago. They were still schooling in Nigeria. But while we were there, the people that parked the cars, my God, they're so effective. I walked up to their leader. I said, won't you like to join COSA? Say, what's COSA? I explained. Then they joined our church. In one day, a parent just walked up to him, to one of the guys in church here. He said, have you been to US before? He said, no. What about Dubai? He said, no. What about London? He said, no. In one day, three countries. He said, bring your passport. He didn't even have a passport. They did the passport for him, got him visa, took him to travel. The child just liked him, wanted him on the trip. Your boss will like you. How many testimonies will I share with you? There are so many. They play. I know what I'm sharing. If it wasn't true, I won't stand here and be sharing. I shared this thing 5 years ago. The lives of the members changed. The same way, if you do what I've said, if you don't do it, no problem. The person you are listening to, follow him up. Don't come to me. I won't listen to you. I don't have your time. because you do well.
Amen.
People will stand before you and be asking of you.
Amen.
You would have changed.
Amen.
People will envy you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You may hear this and enjoy it and like what I've said and not do it. But if you do it by faith, whether you're in Lagos or in Ilorin or Port Harcourt or you're in London, anywhere, if you do it by faith, you'll see unusual results. Now, it will not happen haphazardly the next day. But every day, you begin to see God's hand upon your life. So shall it be. Now, I've not taught you a life without trials. But for every challenge you go through, it will only take you up.
Amen.
People will be wondering, are you using jazz? How come that thing didn't sink you? It will not sink you.
Amen.
It will only take you up.
Amen.
No matter where you are, your path is like a shining light.
Amen.
You will shine brighter and brighter.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand, somebody. Come on. You know I'm waiting for you. Come on. For the Lord. Amen.